And on the topic of Halloween, we'll be talking about that very shortly with Andrew Dark, because there's a Halloween fundraiser. If you recall, last year we spoke to him. Tales to Tell at Midnight was last year's Inter's Hall Theatre product. Well, it was at Inter's Hall Theatre. It was a production by theatre makers. And this year it's called Lights Out on the 30th and the 31st of October. Again, at Inter's Hall Theatre, just a little snippet of what you can expect from this production.
So sit back as we turn down the lights and tell you some tales to chill you, thrill you, and make you chuckle darkly.
Love it.
Good laugh. Very good laugh.
There's something difficult about laughing manically like that. No, like, can you?
Should we get Andrew to judge our evil laughs?
Yeah,
when we get him on,
perhaps. Good stuff. 8:14, and right now, we played out a little snippet of what you can expect from the Halloween fundraiser Lights Out. It's the second theatre maker's second Halloween fundraiser, and we're speaking now to director Andrew Dark. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, sir. Nice to speak to you.
Very nice to speak to you as well. So, I don't know if you were tuned in a short while ago. We played out that little kind of, intro, I suppose, to what it's all about, the storytelling at the Inter's Hall Theatre on the 30th and 31st of October. It's called Lights Out. Tell us a little more.
Well, it's the sequel to our first one. And we had a great time last time. It was the first time doing a traditional Halloween show. As theatre makers, we're trying to make it an annual thing that we do, and we give 100% of our funds to chosen charities. And it went well last year, so we've done another. Our sequel is called Lights Out, and it's more of the classic ghost stories and Twilight Zone-y stories that are out there, and we put them together and make an evening of it, a portamento, they used to call it. In a horror film, we have a number of short stories stitched together. So it's stitched together under the title of Lights Out. And we've made the stories even spookier than before, because everybody took that first injection. We needed to up it up as you do in sequels. So that's why we have Imagino2 helping us in our thing. That's our bleeding edge technology that we use.
Right.
Andrew, what are the ingredients? What's the criteria to making a good horror stage production?
Well, you need good material. That's really the basis of it. I mean, you can throw as much blood as you want at an audience, but what you really do need to do is stimulate the imagination, get into their internal fears under the skin. And there are wonderful stories out there. I mean, the first one we start with is The Signalman by Charles Dickens, which is a very old story from the 1800s. But it is considered a classic for the reason that it gets under your skin. As the plot is, you know, it's very easy to transport to a speaking role on stage to tell a story by that, because it's one of those inherent great stories you tell around a campfire that we've been telling for thousands of years. So it's just the classic stuff, you know, Edgar Allan Poe, humanity's inhumane treatment of each other, how terrible we can be to each other. Those where you take us out a little bit out of the everyday and remind us of a deeper, darker part of ourselves.
Oh, well. So as a director, you get these stories, you also get some kind of old radio productions, that kind of stuff, and you make them theatre-worthy, let's just say, in terms of the storytelling?
Yeah, some of them are actually radio scripts that I've found that we're using, and others are Dickens' story that I adapted to the stage. So I've been spending the 9 months... this year, just going over the material, editing it, getting it into a format we can use, which is very much a radio script way.
If anyone's tuned in right now thinking, is this for them? I'm just looking here, suitable for ages 10 and above, spooky fun. So it's not going to absolutely terrify you, no, I don't think?
No, and there is no real physical blood, so we can get that going. But it is to stimulate your imagination and tell you a story.
What do you use for blood?
What do I use for blood? Spoken word, sir. We only speak our blood.
Not ketchup.
Not ketchup.
Not ketchup. What a waste of a food ingredient.
So all this in aid of the Cancer Relief Centre, no?
Yes, it is. We give 100% of the take at the box office to them.
Fantastic. And it's on the 30th and the 31st of October. If I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, last year, Tales to Tell at Midnight didn't actually fall on Halloween night, but this one does. So there might be something kind of extra special about the one on Halloween.
Oh, it'll be extra spooky. You get to meet the dead librarians this year.
Oh, right.
You didn't get to meet them last year. They're coming in for the sequel. They're up to the stage, you know?
And who is storytelling? Who's narrating? Is it you?
Sorry?
Are you the one who's storytelling on the evening?
No. We have six fabulous actors from Gibraltar, from our troops in theatre makers who are coming along to do that. Harry Kumar was one of them from last year. Don Lotho, Chloe Lotho, who you may know.
Yes, of course. She's brilliant.
And we've got Roseanne Victor. We've got, let's see. I'm going to forget them now.
Don't worry.
Estella Kars.
Yeah.
Estella Kars.
So, yeah, Andrew, before you go, Robin has come up with this idea. I was speaking to you during that last song, so you know. You've been listening and you've heard his idea. We wanted to use you as a judge for our Wicked Laughs.
Evil Laugh Competition.
Yeah. Sure. Who's brave enough to go first?
Hold on. Right, okay, so that's kind of like the benchmark, right? Was that your attempt?
Let's see what you get. Come on. Put the echo chamber
on. Who goes first?
All right, okay. You go first.
Okay, here we go. Andrew, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Give it again, guys. Come on, that's the first one. You've cleared your throat.
What was that? Really
belly into the mic. Come on, one more time.
He sounded like an injured whale.
Okay, you'll go, Robin.
Wow.
Sounds like
you got the entire spectrum of spooky laughs, the second one there.
So is that a Robin victory?
Shaky start, but I think I finished strong.
Have another go. Get in there. Both of you, have another go.
Yeah, Robin's got this down to a T, I think. Next year for the hat trick Halloween fundraiser for theatre makers, I think you need to call him in for one of the nights.
We don't know. Who was more impressive?
I'm not going to say, because you both tried so well on live radio.
I knew it. Knew it.
Let me down, Andrew.
Knew it'd sit in the fence. Andrew, great to have you on. Great to have you on again this year. If anyone does want to buy tickets for that, buytickets.gi, you know?
That's the one. Thank you very much. Come on down, support a great charity.
Definitely.
Love you. Cheers, buddy.
Bye. Take care. Andrew Dark joining us this morning. That should be good fun, yeah, on Halloween Eve and Halloween night itself. A fundraiser for Cancer Relief. 100% of proceeds from the tickets go towards the Cancer Relief Centre. And it's called Lights Out. It should be fun. It's 21 minutes past 8. That was a good evil laugh, by the way.
Good evil laugh, yeah. Eh? I've been practicing. Dr. Evil.
Sounded like a bit of indigestion at the beginning, but it grew into a proper good.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting.